AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. The military did not offer any details surrounding the circumstances of their deaths. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this comes as efforts have been stepped up to stop the fighting in Afghanistan.
That just underpins the message of peace, that we are still witnessing casualties among Afghans, but also, of course, among NATO troops.
The Taliban has refused to hold direct talks with the Afghan government, calling it a U.S. puppet. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just left Afghanistan.
I think what you'll see is a continued push by the United States to achieve the reconciliation and the reduction in risk that the president set out as the mission set for the State Department and for the United States government.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller has agreed to testify publicly before Congress July 17th. After his Russia report was released, Mueller said that was all he could say. But the hearing has been scheduled. President Trump has repeatedly said no collusion, no obstruction. Robert Mueller said,
if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Gerald Nadler is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
President Trump has called the investigations in Congress presidential harassment. The House has passed an emergency bill, a border aid package, to care for thousands of migrant families and unaccompanied children detained after crossing the border. Republicans wanted more funding for border protection. President Trump's son Eric says the Secret Service took an employee of a Chicago cocktail lounge into custody after she spit on him. Eric Trump implied this was an example of Democrats showing frustration with the successes of his father's Republican administration. This is AP Radio News. Wildfires in the West are setting off health warnings.
Acrid smoke from raging wildfires once was considered a nuisance for most people. But the California Air Resources Board says those microscopic particles can penetrate deep into the lungs, causing coughing, asthma, chest pain, even heart attacks. The Environmental Protection Agency is estimating over the past decade, as many as 2,500 people died prematurely each year from short-term wildfire smoke exposure. Authorities in western states are looking for ways to better protect the public. Seattle, for example, is planning to renovate five public buildings to be smoke-free shelters. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In San Diego, defense lawyers plan to go on the offensive in the murder trial of a decorated Navy SEAL charged with killing a wounded young Islamic State prisoner in Iraq and shooting at civilians. The prosecution rested its case, and the court-martial is Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, a Bronze Star recipient. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.